Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's 51 degrees in Richfield, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Browns lost to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. They did, 23-9.
Can we start with something else?
This weekend they play the Dolphins.
Literally anything else.
Dolphins, Huntington Bank Field, 1 o'clock Sunday.
Oh.
You're not even... Well, outdoor retailer Orvis is closing nearly half their stores. Sorry to
outdoor
say
outdoor retailer what?
Orvis.
What is Orvis?
There's one at Crocker Park. It's like...
Not anymore.
It's like outdoor gear. That's fair.
Orvis?
Have you never heard of Orvis?
I mean, clearly I haven't. And you guys didn't light me on these. What, have you been to Orvis? Have you purchased from Orvis?
I have not purchased from Orvis.
All right.
So not only are there Orvis stores, but you can buy like
Were.
The Orvis brand. Well, they're closing half their stores.
Oh, you know, it's just the O and the R?
Just the O and the R. But you could buy the brand elsewhere.
Is it a high-end brand? I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
That is a great question.
Okay.
I don't
don't know these things.
I have. It's outdoor gear.
Oh, look at that. It's very nice.
It's lovely. But I've never purchased the Orvis myself.
Oh, I can save 15%. I'm going to put your email in right now.
Please don't put mine in.
There we go.
Anyway, they are closing early next year. They're refocusing on fly fishing and outdoor gear.
As everybody should.
As everybody should.
Well, they have a long sleeve flannel shirt.
Okay.
For $199.
What?
$199 for a long sleeve flannel shirt. Orvis.
What's it made out of? Flannel?
I don't know.
Apparently, flannel of the yak or something? I don't know. Okay. There's a brand new baby at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo, a 1 month old Eastern black rhino. It made its debut to the public on Friday. You know I'm not.
Do we get to pick the name?
Yeah.
Have they whittled it down?
Yes.
This is not a great three things to start the week off
First
with.
First of all, Orvis, I've
never heard of. The Browns stink, and now we cannot. They've already whittled down for us. I told you we need to be able to do Rhino McReinerton.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they whittle it down. Right. This is a big deal, though, for conservation. There's fewer than 600 adults left in the wild, so it's a big deal they have a black rhino. You can vote on a name through October 15th.
No. What's the names? What are the names?
McKenna, Kenza, or Kamari.
There we go.
Or McKenna? I don't know.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. On the way, if you want to talk Browns, I'm busy.
You don't have time for that. I know.
I was telling a buddy of mine, it's only week 5.
Ew.
Including the bye week, there's 18 weeks of the season. Jen.
Oof.
That's week 5.
Do you watch other football games and get excited about those? Are they more enjoyable?
I need to start. I think that's actually, I probably should start.
Maybe you should have like a backup team to just kind of gently support or something.
Well, I mean, I do like the Buckeyes. I mean, that is usually my weekend, and I've talked about it before, where I will watch Mentor on Friday night. I live in Mentor. I didn't go to Mentor, but I moved there, whatever it's been now, you know, 11, 12 years ago. So I try to go to the games on Friday night. And, you know, they have a good high school football team. And then on Saturday, I do watch Ohio State. Once again, didn't go there, but I root for them. They're the Ohio team, and I like that. And then it's just Sunday is different than both Friday and Saturday. Like that's, they just, it's a different tradition than Friday and Saturday.
Significantly different team statuses. Well,
it's only one way to make me feel better. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Just one of the many things we don't know what's in the studio.
That's right. So many mysterious boxes and
envelope
gifts
box,
in the studios. So. It would be amazing to get a win in this game after that Browns loss yesterday. Oh, so let's hope for it.
That would be fantastic. He's dead. He's a guy. His name has been in the envelope for, I don't know, several months now?
Several.
What's your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Is it the Cleveland Browns since they suck so bad?
Gotta go! I did not deserve that. It's Star 102, Cleveland's field goal favorites.
It's not a terrible guess.
Is it the Cleveland Browns since they suck so bad?
Now I have to put that officially as a guess. For dead guy in the envelope.
It's not a terrible guess. I mean, you say like, oh, we started this a while ago. This could have been the answer.
We started this on June 24th. I have it in my notes. June 24th is this round of dead guy because the last one ended abruptly. And then I get this morning after that horrendous loss.
Is it the Cleveland Browns since they suck so bad?
That's not the way I wanted to start the show, let alone the week. I know that they weren't that great. Actually, they were bad. This doesn't vary from anything else that I've watched the last, I don't know how many years I've been a Browns fan. It was already a tough week, and then you lost to who this week? Steelers. I didn't need that on top of it. And it was long. That game felt so long, but come on.
I'm surprised. Did you watch the whole thing? Usually you're like, well, I got out to mow my yard and do some
absolutely.
Lawn work yesterday.
All of us do that. Right. We always have our mowers on by, or like on standby.
Right.
We have the mowers or whatever it is. Do you have to shop? Actually, I don't like grocery stores on Sundays to me are like a nightmare. But like there's usually something going on. Am I going to visit an in-law? There's something that you have on standby just in case by halftime it starts to get a little crazy. Because you don't want to waste 4 hours, but if you waste 2 hours, you know what I mean? It's kind of like playing 9 holes compared to playing 18. Like, how well am I playing? So, yeah.
You sat through the whole thing yesterday?
What's that? I'm sorry.
You sat through the whole thing yesterday?
Yes.
Wow.
The only good thing
I feel like that makes it,
is
makes
because
it
of you, I bought the thing that helped me out is I bought those pretzel cheese snacks. So that got me through.
The pretzels the sandwiches?
With the yes.
Those are delicious.
I ate an entire bag of those during the game. The entire bag of those. And also I had popcorn and I had like a Coke Zero or something. And that's what got me through. Literally sitting down there.
That's sad.
I am so
that is sad.
Fat. And I can't believe I admitted that.
That was your highlight.
EMCs, this is a safe zone. That was my brown snack because it's the best part about the game. I have to put that as an official guess. I can't believe this.
Is it the Cleveland Browns since they suck so bad?
It's like you keep torturing yourself playing that over and over again.
I know. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. That was the apparently official guess for dead guy in the envelope. And now I have to write it down on our list.
It's a fair guess.
Starting it off.
You can't deny that.
All right. On to next week. Who do they even have next week?
The Dolphins.
Dolphins. See, here's always the thing. We always think to ourselves, like, okay, so we're playing the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are not good. The Dolphins are not good. Like, they've thrown in the towel, probably a couple of towels. Their main wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, he's out. He hurt his knee really badly. So they're not very good. But we, as Browns fans, always forget when we make the statement that we also
are not very good.
Are not very good. It's like the people that will go to the casino and talk about the money they win. Not the money they spend to win that money,
mm-hmm.
right? I won $1,000. How much you spent? $1,500. Mm. How much did you win? $200. How much you spent? $300. Mm. So I think to myself, oh, Dolphins, we got this. Forgetting my team, also not great.
Right.
Maybe this is the week. Can you just, very quick, I know we're getting to three things. I just have one quick thing to say in 30 seconds or less. How lucky did I get that we won that Packers game with that beard?
Oh, my gosh.
You think about that? You ever think about that?
Yes, because you would be so hairy by now, and it would just keep going. I don't think you would have had any...
I can't believe we won that game.
I mean,
I'm very glad we won that game. That would still be going on. I would have hair on my eyelids.
Yeah, that. Just
growing out of the under
That's
eyelid.
That's disgusting and true.
All right. I'm done. I'm
sorry. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're good.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There is a video going viral on TikTok. It has over 32 million views, and it's causing a lot of controversy. And it takes place at a gender reveal party.
Oh, I was confused by this. Mm-hmm. Are you going to explain what happened?
Yes.
With the mom and stuff?
Yes.
Yes, I was so confused. And then there was like a behind the scenes. I'm like, what's going on? I've come across this video, Stevie. I am so grateful for you right now.
Yeah, this is why Stevie on the socials is great.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a creator on TikTok who posted a video from her gender reveal party, and the video has received over 32 million views. And then she posted a follow-up video with more clarification about it. That was posted just 4 days ago, and that video has already received over 23 million views. It takes place at her gender reveal party, and the first video is her and her husband outside of a home with those, you know, the little confetti canyons that you, like, pop off, and then the sprinklers come out, and it reveals the color. So the video is captioned, POV, your mom had to make your gender reveal about her. And in the video, they shoot the confetti out, and one is pink and one is blue. And so they look all very confused. They don't think they're having twins. So everyone's looking very confused. And then the mom says, hey, look over here, and pops a black balloon, and pink confetti goes everywhere. So, and the mom said that she knew that it was a girl, and that the daughter really wanted a girl. So she knew she was going to be very excited. So she wanted to add her own twist to the event. And then, so she posted a follow-up video because people were saying that it had to have been staged. You could see the mom there with the balloon. And the caption was, unfortunately, I had no idea that I wouldn't be revealing my own daughter's gender. Neither did anybody else. And it zooms in on her face of when she realized her mom was the one taking over. And she looked very upset. And then she gets excited because she realized she's having a daughter. And it's like, okay, in the moment. But you could tell by her face that she was very upset that her mom took over without telling her to reveal the gender and not them with the confetti.
Has the mom apologized or spoken out, or have we heard anything from the mom?
I saw was I read an article, and that's just where she explained why she did it was because
the girl was excited.
Yes, so it didn't seem like she was that.
Yeah, did she mean well? I mean, that does not come across. I understand how it comes across, and I was trying to think the other side of it. Like, did she mean well? I mean, the execution, and I've watched that over and over. I didn't see the second video, mm-hmm. but that's the one I saw, and I thought to myself, because I was confused too. Like, what is happening? Is there twins? Like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And then I saw that the other balloon. I'm like,
yeah, you could tell they had. Whoa, you can't do that good. Without telling them.
Of course not.
The couple was very. It mm-hmm. was like the look on their faces. They were so confused. The mom stealing the thunder.
That's what the second video is about. It was just the same video, just closer angle. Oh, so you could really see that they had no idea she was taking over. Not a good move.
Who has the worst in-law? 216-343-1221. Who did something worse than that? We're all friends here. Or you can shoot us a DM. We should leave him anonymous. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, talking about worst in-law moments.
The message we just got. All right, fine. I'll leave him anonymous.
Yeah, like, kind of in the vein of Cleveland, how much do you make? Imagine if we started playing that game. Cleveland, how much do you make? In-laws? You can remain anonymous. You can remain anonymous. We're talking about your worst in-law moments.
So here, we got this message on our Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. It says, at our wedding, mother-in-law wore white. Oh my, you can't do that. You can't wear white to a wedding unless you're the bride. Not mentioning the priest read a letter from her during our service welcoming me to their family. We had no idea, nor did my mom.
Well, I mean, did it rhyme? Was it in a song?
You know what? It could have been. Or she didn't say, the person that sent this message.
Yeah, wearing white, that's not.
No, you can't do that. You cannot
do that. You know going into that, you can't do that, right?
You can't do that.
So why do you do that? Why would you do that?
It's like that movie with J-Lo, that monster-in-law or
I know.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know. You're trying to
upstage. You're doing it to. Right.
Do you really not know? I mean, do you really not know going in? Like, you found a dress that you just love and it happens to be white? There's no way that's true.
But that day is not about you, so let's just go ahead and put that dress in the closet or not buy it. Like that, you know what you're doing, especially if you're the mother-in-law. You're the mother-in-law and you're wearing white? That's aggressive.
Kind of close to the inner circle in that.
That is making a statement right there.
Well, thank you for the DM. We appreciate it. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good Monday morning to you. Hopefully your weekend was a good one. Except for that, you know, time frame between like 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon. And
not the best.
4:15 p.m. Sunday afternoon.
You're surprisingly not in a terrible mood today. I mean, unless we talk about that. That you're a little, you know, I mean, you're heated about that. But in general, you're all right. You've been doing better. I think you finally settled into the fact that this happens a lot.
It's only week 5 of the NFL season.
It's tough.
A little nervous. I think this is meant to be because Stevie mentioned something weeks ago that she really wanted to vent about. And I thought to myself, okay, well, at some point in time, we will get to this on the Jen and Tim Show. Then I received a piece of mail over the weekend. And I thought to myself, this is clearly a sign that I need to bring this up on Monday's show. Something that cost me $7.64. But it cost her, I believe.
I was going to say, compared to what Stevie paid, that's nothing.
I believe, if I remember, because it's been several weeks. I believe it was 95. Does that ring a bell?
I can't remember the exact. Okay. I just remember it was insane the amount she had to pay for this.
So I feel like it's probably time to talk about this and bring her into the studio. $7.65 for me. It cost her, I believe, $95. What could it be? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Producer Stevie, join us in studio. Let's get to this real quick, though.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Olé!
Janet, thank you for the DM. And hi there. Good morning and happy Monday. Around 7:15, would you be able to do a radio birthday shout-out to our daughter, Hazel, who turns 11 today?
Happy birthday, Hazel.
Thank you for listening. Janet, you were awesome. Johnny, you were awesome. They also sent me a picture. She crocheted her top specifically for her birthday.
She made her own top?
Look at that. How do you
even
do that?
That's amazing.
How do you even do that?
Hazel, I love it.
Amazing. You are amazing. Your parents are amazing. They listen to the show. They DM us all the time. They are also awesome. Have a great day. Have a great day, Hazel. Happy birthday. Hey, Stevie.
Hello.
It only cost me $7.64 to drive to Buffalo through the state of New York. I don't know what you're talking about with your...
Maybe I should have went to Buffalo.
So now, was I right with my $95 and tell everybody, because it was probably the Monday after you drove through the great state of Pennsylvania, that you were not happy.
It was $92.
Sorry.
And it was, I drove there at the end of August, and just got the bill in the mail from the turnpike, because now, you know, they don't let you just pay while you're there. They scan your license and send it to you later.
I don't mind that.
No, I hate
it. I don't need to do that. Like, scan and go. I don't need to be waiting these lines. 19, like, let's
no,
move it along.
No, because the reason they do this is so that they can charge you an outrageous amount of $92 to drive through Pennsylvania.
Well, even if you were waiting in line, you would still have to pay the same amount.
No one would pay it. We'd all fly through it anyway.
No, I think you would. They would get you.
I don't.
They would get you.
You know how much worse it would be if you go up to a booth and they say that'll be $92 versus if they can just easily just mail it to you like nothing.
So you're
happened.
At the booth with the arm down. What is your play?
Yeah.
I'll say, I'm going to reverse this thing and go back to Ohio. And I'll book a flight.
So I don't understand. Please, if you've come across this, I do not understand. 216-343-1021. She did not drive the length of the state.
No, I have. I was on there for 54 miles.
Showed 54 miles, and she said it cost her $92 in PA.
Are the roads made of gold?
Are they very well paid?
You're sure it was only PA you're being charged for?
Yeah, I paid the other ones. North Carolina was like $8.
$8.
Ohio, like $8.
$8? How's it $92 in PA?
And I paid them right there at the little booth there.
Oh, you paid them right there at the booth, and now this is just the state of PA.
Yeah, they do the little scan thing and mail to you later.
Did you have a brown shirt on when they scanned?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
What happened? Anybody else? I just can't believe that this is a thing, but she did. I mean, she's not making this up. She showed us the bill.
No, of course.
I mean, that's both ways, there and back.
Right?
That's assuming insane. I kind of got another one. So I'm assuming
I don't know. There's actually mail down for you in the Halley building I don't want to tell you about from the state of PA. Anybody else know? I mean, is it? That's unbelievable. If it's that much, if $8 here and it's $8 in North Carolina, I paid, as I said, $7.64 through the state of New York to get to Buffalo and back.
I grew up in Pennsylvania, and before my parents live here now in Ohio, and I went to John Carroll. So I would travel home all the time, and I would take the turnpike home. And I remember watching it from when I first went to college, where it was like, you know, I don't know, $3, $5, whatever, to how much. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to pay $30 to get home.
It doesn't make sense. Who can we call to fix this? Because it doesn't make sense.
We have the best listeners ever. Maybe they've run into this. I don't understand.
There's just no logical reason for it to be that expensive.
$92 to drive through PA? $92 to drive through a little nugget of Pennsylvania. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite.
Just the corner.
Star 102, good morning. How are you?
It's Dale. Good morning.
Dale, hang on a second, buddy. Star 102, good morning. How are you? Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Are you driving through PA right now?
Turn around.
What?
Is Pennsylvania expensive to drive through? I guess that's my basic question.
It's the most expensive turnpike in my travel.
Why?
I'm notorious for charging. It's just, that's how they are. That's how they've always been since they've implemented the toll booth.
It's eye-opening to me. As I mentioned, Stevie mentioned this. When did you go? August, you said?
Yeah, end of August.
End of August. I got this. I had a bill in the mail that it was $7.64 to drive through the state of New York, at least to Buffalo, and it's not the entire state of New York. You paid how much to go through Ohio, how much to go through North Carolina? It was like $8 a piece.
Yeah, around $8.
Cash,
yeah.
Whatever, in hand at the toll booth. And then to drive through part of PA and back, I don't know if it was a total of 50 miles or whatever the total was. I don't even care. $92 is your total? That's bizarre.
Well, we just got a message from someone saying, this is Samantha. Did she miss the original bill? My husband forgot to pay his toll, and it was a $75 late fee penalty.
No, that's just the toll.
This
fee.
Is just the toll.
Yes. You better pay this.
Crazy.
This is one. Stevie. If you don't pay this thing, if it's 92, they add another 70 on top of that. You have another, it's pushing $170.
That's a lot. Well, Leslie just sent a message, says there's a sign at the beginning of the Penna Turnpike when you enter from Ohio that says, unless you have an easy pass, you will be charged three times what the normal toll is.
But so that just sounds.
No way. Is that true?
That just doesn't make sense.
What she says.
I don't live there, so I would have an easy pass for Pennsylvania. Also, why would they put that there? I don't have time to turn around. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Is that really true?
I would assume you could have an easy pass for any state, right? Like just an easy pass to go through because you're making it harder on them to mail it to you.
It is cheaper to get an easy pass. It's probably like $50 something for the whole year or something. But why do I have to buy an easy pass for a state I don't live in?
Well, I have an easy pass. You have to buy like the transponder and then you have to have it like auto replenish. So like... every time it goes below $35 or whatever. And again, it's because I used to drive to PA all the time.
So it's state specific. It is a state specific.
Mine happened to be PA because that's where I would drive all the time. But yeah, I think their state, because mine still says, you know, Pennsylvania Turnpike on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth it if you're going there often.
Right.
But I went there once.
Yeah. That's a lot. And you're right to see that sign right when you enter the state.
Like, what are you going to do?
Do you pull over and real quick buy an easy pass, which is going to cost you $90 anyway, probably. Mm-hmm.
And then at least I can just travel all I want. I'm not going back there.
We have to get to a round of Trump to you, but I thought it was a good point. And it's, I know it was kind of tongue in cheek that she mentioned off the air too. It was like, I might have almost flew there. I mean, if you find a,
with the gas combined with that toll fee.
I mean, if you think about it, the 92, I understand the tolls here are nothing, but if you were able to get a cheap flight in this particular case, it was North Carolina. But if you were driving through the entire state to say New York City or something like that, and I mean, every airline out of Cleveland flies to New York City. I know because I just did it, whether it's the Deltas everything for usually relatively inexpensive. Why would you drive it unless you want to see, the country? Oh, poor.
Pay the bill.
Please DM us and tell Stevie to pay the bill because she won't listen to either of us. Just DM us on Jen and Tim Show on Instagram and Facebook and just put Stevie, pay the bill, send. That's it.
Yes, there you go.
Who's ready for the big announcement?
I am.
Yeah, we're still waiting. Do you even have an idea? I mean, we're going to get to some guesses. By the way, if you have a guess on what this Taylor Swift announcement might be, maybe you are an inside Swiftie and you've done all the research all weekend long and you see what's going on and there's all sorts of things and what's happening. We would love to hear from you. DM us or 216-343-1021. We'll tell you the scoop that we have heard and know and are guessing.
There was, a lot of chatter. Obviously, they just said this yesterday. The GMA posted this little clip saying, you know what, we have a major Taylor Swift announcement tomorrow morning. So that was the first we heard of that. We do know the past three announcements that Taylor Swift made on GMA. So maybe that could give us a clue.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. We'll see what happens. I don't know. We'll see. No big announcement yet. It's supposed to happen on GMA. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
It was on Good Morning America's social media pages yesterday that we learned there will be a Taylor Swift announcement today. And, of course, fans are decoding it because the promo's, less than 30 seconds. And they're looking and trying to figure out what it is. Like, in the past, she's announced the Eras Tour, film. And this is all in partnership with Disney Plus and Hulu and ABC, which are all owned by the same company. So fans have noted that there's a Disney Plus logo and a Hulu logo in the GMA spot. So speculation that it could be an Eras Tour documentary. I mean, obviously we have the Eras Tour film where you can watch the whole Eras Tour concert, all, 3 hours of it or however long it is. And that's still up on Disney Plus. You can go watch that at any time. So fans are thinking, oh, could it be a documentary of the making of the Eras Tour? That would be amazing. That would be cool.
That would be very cool. Yeah. Take a deeper dive into the biggest tour of the past how many years?
The other thing that they're speculating, and to me, this seems more likely, although it doesn't feel like it's that huge of an announcement, but the release party of A Showgirl, the film that was in theaters last weekend, the weekend that the movie came out, they're saying that maybe that's going to be made available. I can't imagine. That definitely has to be made available at some point. I can't imagine they would have put that in theaters for one weekend and then never released it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But
that could be part of it. Is that big enough for GMA?
I was just going to say, do you think they would be teasing it that big? And I mean, they even used the line, we're keeping it 100 with an exclusive Taylor Swift announcement.
Yeah, that doesn't seem execution like that would be. That's a good guess, but I would not think that's it.
So there are definitely Swifties that go way deeper than we do that maybe have better speculation than that.
I think it'd be moving forward. I don't know if it would be Eras Tour either. Like, that makes sense, but you would think
like
that's in the past. She's moving forward.
Right.
I don't know.
She said she wrote the album Life of a Showgirl while she was on the Eras Tour. So could there be a tie in that way? She talks about writing the album and at the same time, it's like documentary of Eras Tour. So we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We have no idea. And we're not going to act like we do. We have maybe you've taken a deep dive and you do have a great guest. We'd love to hear from you. 216-343-1021. Or you can shoot us a DM. Dave has a guest. I don't think that this is it at all. But Dave, hey, Dave, I appreciate the guest. That's next. Dave said she's going to reveal the day she's getting married on GMA. I like that, Dave. I like the DM. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I appreciate that, Dave.
That would be astonishing. Oh, it is ABC. What if she announces she's going to do like a bachelor style wedding? Like they do the, like that would never ever happen with Taylor Swift. But oh my gosh, could you imagine?
It's
that would
probably be some type of limited series. Like it's probably something along those lines, but that's not Dave's lines, but some type of.
Right. I love the Dave message.
Maybe? I don't know.
It's gotta be documentary of like writing the album because that does combine Eras Tour and Showgirl era, or it's that movie that was out last weekend with all the lyric videos and her explaining all the writing of all the songs that's going to be available on Disney Plus, something like that.
We'll find out. We'll definitely find out by 9, right?
We've got to. So we'll let you know.
So we knew going into today's show on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, that Taylor Swift was going to have a big announcement.
And she did. She wasn't on Good Morning America, they announced that there will be a 6-episode docuseries of the Eras Tour coming to Disney Plus. Not only do we get the docuseries for the first time ever, you'll be able to see the Eras Tour featuring the Tortured Poets Department set in its entirety.
Like, that's big.
Huge.
That's going to be big, big news. Obviously, that's huge. There's only one little nugget as binge brats that we didn't particularly love. That's it. It's minor, but it's there. And that is next on Star 102. So a 6-part docuseries is awesome. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. We're going to be able to see behind the scenes, 6 episodes, like you said. But the problem is, like you and I were saying, we have a problem. The first 2 episodes drop December 12th.
Oh.
We only get two. So then you have to wait week by week to get the rest. That's 4 more weeks. So
what will you do? Will you watch the 2 and then go week by week, or will you wait for the 6?
I have to. I feel like this is something that's too large to not see right away. You would have, because there'll be, if you want to see it and enjoy it without, not that there could be many spoilers, but if you want to see it like fresh and not hear about it beforehand, you're going to have to watch them right away.
I agree. I do the same thing. I watch the 2, then week by week. You're right. Absolutely.
It'll have to be.
Ugh.
I don't like it. I want to watch it all at once.
I know.
Give me the 6 hours. I assume they're hour long. I don't know.
I didn't see that either. I would also assume that. A lot of footage. That tour was long. There's plenty of behind the scenes footage. I would hope that they're hours.
And to be able to see the Tortured Poets Department, all of that era and, you know, the set for that, because obviously we've seen clips online, but never in its entirety. So that would be really cool.
Obviously, that was big news today.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.